Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Texas Blues bringing us back. That's ZZ Top. That's Billy Gibbon on the guitar there, and Dusty on bass, and Frank on drums. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and that's my main site where you can find all the things that we do here, and all of the things that I write, and the things that my Brain Trust members do and share with us, including their articles and their books. And so we've got a whole community of experts there. You can make yourself make available to you, all free. Everything's free there except the books. We ask you to pay for those. And my other website, speaking of books, my new book, The Age of the Customer, I've got a website for that book, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. You can find that book at Amazon, or the ebook, or the hardback, or you can buy it from me directly on a website, and I'll autograph the book for you. And if you've got customers you'd like to give the book to, if you'll tell me who you want me to autograph those books to, I'll do that. I'll autograph them to your customers for you to give them to. You can find all that, how to do all that, at ageofthecustomer.com. All right, it's just you and me. It's just you and me. I want to talk about something that I've had on my mind and for a while, and it just kind of came to a head today. You probably saw that Robin Williams died. The great comedic actor, Robin Williams. Mork and Mindy, Good Morning Vietnam, Mrs. Doubtfire, on and on. Just an amazing, the closest thing we ever had, closest person who ever came to Jonathan Winters of anybody I know. He was like the incarnation of Jonathan Winters. And just a great comedic actor, and all the times he made us laugh, all the times he entertained us, and you could have a tendency to look at someone like that and say, wow, and, you know, as an actor, you know, he probably made a lot of money. He was he won an Academy Award. He was beloved by so many people. Right? So many fans. If he walked into a restaurant, he walked into a place where they would mob him, right? Because they loved him. They loved how he made them feel, right? Well, apparently he's died from his own hand. Now, why would somebody do something like that? Why would someone with so much to live for, children, a wife, family, adoring fans, what would cause someone to do that? Over my life, I've gotten to know other celebrities, and many different fields. I've gotten to know a lot of wealthy people. I mean seriously wealthy people. And then I've gotten to know athletes, and when you observe these people, you think, wow. What a life. Wouldn't it be cool to have that life? Wouldn't it be cool to be like them? Wouldn't it be cool to be them? How cool is it to be them, right? And all of us have the tendency to look at that person and think, wow, what a life. And even if you don't wish that you were them, you at least would acknowledge that, yeah, that's a pretty good life. Well, let me tell you something, my friends. When you hear about a story like Robin Williams, so much to live for, so many people who love him, so much success, and yet he still took his own life. The main thing I want to get across to you is find a way to be happy with who you are. Warts and all the things, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I've got all those. I've got all the warts. I've got all the good, the bad, and the ugly. Myself, but look around you, check your position, look around you and identify people who care about you. Place a value on that. Give that some value. Identify people who care about you, people who love you, people who count on you. Look at your accomplishments. Look at the things you have done. Focus on what you've done, not so much on what you haven't done yet. And think about those things. Find a way to be happy about that. And if you need help, get some help. Because sometimes people do. Apparently, Robin Williams did. But regardless, folks, find a way to be happy with who you are, with what you've accomplished, and then do other things. Be careful about imagining what someone else's life would be like, because you may find out that your life is much better. I'm Jim Blasingame. I have to go for this hour. I remind you before I go that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll be back after these news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.